One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Right, you wrote on your Substack, I think you put out this morning, didn't you? Somerset's lines, but who's next for the Reds?
Yeah.
And that's just the world we live in. Like, we've got, there's one down, more to come, and I think we'd all agree that's kind of the case. I don't know if you're reading the tea leaves of what I'm seeing online, and I think Fabrizio Romano put this out, as well, Ben Jacobs as well. Romeo Lavia seems to be the new name on everyone's lips. I say new name, he's been knocking out for a while, but more in case of like the, I don't know what the word is, a ramping up. I don't even know the correct phrase. It's
the
more momentum.
The name.
Yeah, more momentum around it. So Fabrizio Romano tweeted, Liverpool are in the race since Romeo Lavia since Monday. No changes, even though they signed Soboslai and McAllister. The Reds remain keen on signing Lavia. He's on a list with Thuram. Arsenal's still interested, but that depends on Thomas Partey's exit, I think, and then Southampton asked £50 million fee. So is he the hot name on the, is he the one we're hearing things about? Because there's Thuram, there's him. Like, is Lavia the next one? Is he the one we should be looking at?
Well, I haven't heard any change in the situation. Obviously, I don't think, it's probably just a wording of the tweet, but I don't think in the race since Monday, you know, is it in the sense of Lavia's interest has been well trailed. He's been a player of interest for, you know, for months.
Yeah,
you know, not just a week, but I think what makes it more likely is just the position he plays, and the, you know, he's a deeper line midfielder. You know, we're obviously we've got Thuram in the mix who's played a bit more of an eighth, probably a bit more attacking, or sort of, you know, likes to play up the field, doesn't he, than being a defensive midfield player. That makes it a bit more likely, I think. Probably as well. I mean, Southampton won £50 million. I'd say good luck with that. I think probably as well the fee would look. You know, if you look at the sort of the alternatives for Lavia who've been linked, I think Chelsea keen. They've got a need for midfielders. Okay, I'd keep a close eye on Chelsea in there. I don't think City. I think they haven't signed Kovacic. Still got Calvin Phillips there carrying. You know. Carrying him at the moment, going to spend big on Guardiol. Arsenal, okay, that would be a big move for them, given they've just signed Declan Rice. But if Partey was to leave, yeah, there's it. So there's competition, but I think the fee would make it. I think it'd be closer to 30 if you're selling someone like Lavia. You know, I don't think Southampton are in a position financially, haven't been relegated, and with a lot of players that are going to be looking to, excuse me, to get out. I don't think they're in a position to sort of play hardball. I don't expect Lavia to play in the Championship next season. So I think that would be the way that you'd look at it. You'd look at Liverpool have got a chance to get this player. He plays in a position where there's a greater need, probably, certainly in the longer term. But I haven't heard anything that sort of moved. I wouldn't say Liverpool have suddenly, like, stepped up their interest or whatever, but I think that's the next step, isn't it? I think we said that last Monday. We said the next step is now Liverpool to start bidding for players and start, you know, putting offers in or meeting release clauses. As it turned out, that's the next step. Are they going to put an offer in for Lavia? And I certainly don't expect it to be the first offer to be what Southampton are sort of asking for there. I don't think they should. I don't think Liverpool should be paying £50 million for a 19-year-old who doesn't go straight into their team.
Yeah, Ben Jacobs tweeted this morning because he covers Chelsea quite a bit. He says Chelsea focused on Moises Caicedo for now.
Yeah.
Liverpool are seriously exploring Southampton volume of 50, but Liverpool feel like a lower fee could be possible. And that's kind of this one, is that We've got two lads now who go bang straight into the team. Is your next one the young lads who you get involved and see how he gets involved?
I think so.
That, and again, it does. It feels like a very... Listen, if you say Liverpool are going to sign a lad from Leipzig and then one from Southampton, they're kind of playing the hits a little bit here. You know, we've seen this it's another one. We've seen them do this before. So it is another one that ticks a lot of boxes. I suppose it is. You're right. Having already signed two effective number eights, it does feel like... And we'll touch upon Taram in a bit, but like... From a pure numbers and squad building point of view, if you're looking to get another one in, it probably does have to be someone who plays defensive, because there's already so many options. You've already got, like, you know, you've got McAllister and Slobosla, you've got Jones, you've got Elliot, you know, even Cody Gakpo we've seen play Thiago as well. Like, there's a lot of attacking eights there. Unless you're selling somebody, it does feel like a more defensive mind. It just makes sense, really, from your squad building point of view.
And of course, the question maybe. Flip side of that is, what do they see by Cetic as and where, you know, how quickly is he going to be there? Because he's not much younger than Lavia. You know, he's not played, he's played about 15 games fewer in his career, maybe 20 games fewer. Yeah. So he's not, it's not like, you know, yeah, but by Cetic is here and Lavia is there. Liverpool might see it a lot closer than that. They might say, well, we've got him, you know, like we don't need a player of that type. If they do, I mean, it's nice to have both, isn't it? You know, if you think both of them are high-level talents, then it is good to have as many as you can get in there. But you've still got the doubts. You know, we've been very positive in the first part of this show, but we've huge doubts over Fabinho, huge doubts over Jordan Henderson, still doubts over where the others fit in. I think you've still got to ask questions. Is Curtis Jones, you know, going to build on what he'd done at the last part of the season? I think it looks promising in the Euros. I think he's been really good for England in the 21 Euros. Harvey Elliott had a little moment in there as well, but there's still question marks about where he pitches up long term, you know, what position he plays and whether he's off the level. Still a question there. You know, I still think he's very much worth persevering with and giving chances to. So there's still a little bit of unknown in that Liverpool midfield picture. I've always just thought, if Szoboszlai hadn't signed and Lavia was the next one, sort of right. They're gonna. I would be very, very sort of concerned about that from a Liverpool point of view, because I think he's not. There's no guarantee where he's going to pitch up and end up in terms of his ability. He's a gamble, but I think if you've got two in that you think, well, they've made a difference straight away to the team, and we can get this guy for what we feel is a good price, good deal. Okay, maybe Liverpool be more inclined to make that move now. That they've sort of fixed what they feel were the biggest priorities, but we're waiting to see. I mean, there's still Taram being linked. I'm sure he'll carry on to be linked, especially now France got stuffed last night by Ukraine.
Yeah, and let's, we might as well talk about him then, because he is the other one who's been, and there's been a lot of talk. Maybe they are just waiting for this Euros to end. We'll soon find out, because France, like I say, they got beat last night 3-1 and they're out.
It's a question there as well, isn't it?
Yeah, and we've got a Discord question. I was going to touch on it now. So Jamie and Simon both asked the same question. Does Neil think we'll go for either Lavia or Taram, or could he still go for both, given that there seems to be a lot of ground we're putting on both? Like, both would be, I mean, four midfielders in one. I mean, maybe, but like, that's very, very odd for Liverpool to do that, unless someone leaves.
Yeah. Another player. Yeah, well, unless two players leave, I would say. I mean, that would be, you know, you can't play them all. If you're paid 95, you're talking about Lavia and Taram, best case scenario, you're talking about probably another 70 million. You know, you're talking about 160, 170 million pounds worth of midfielders. You can't play them all. And you've still got midfielders who are good. You know, let's not get carried away in the idea that all Liverpool's midfielders need to go in the bin. There's still some that can play and will play. So I wouldn't expect it to be both, definitely not. The work that goes in is sort of, obviously, the background work, isn't it? Is there a deal to be done? What's the player like? What do we know? Do we know his character? Does he fancy it? You know, what's his wage sort of demands going to be like? Okay, that's natural. Liverpool will know that for a lot of players that they're not going to sign. You know, they will have an idea of the situation. So I don't think it's sort of because they've looked at a player for a long time. They looked at Mason Mount for a long time and backed away from that. They looked at Jude Bellingham for a long time and backed away from that. So I don't think they'll sort of think, oh no, we've put the work in, let's get them. And I'd be amazed if they signed both Lavia and Taram. That would that would make picking a sort of expected 11 very difficult, I would imagine.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Yeah, right. I suppose the after signing Szoboszlai, the squad nature and the non-homegrown stuff is that there is one space available. Now, Lavia, he's under 19, so he can go into that. Yeah. In theory, from a pure building point, you could get them both, but then you can't buy a defender unless he's English or a kid as well. So, from a you're right, it does feel mad. Like, I suppose it depends what they see Kefren Taram as, because there is some thought that he can also play deeper. I know he has played advanced at times, but he's got a pedigree of playing deeper, so maybe it might just be
he's got the profile to play deeper. He's got the physical profile to, if you need them to. I think it's also interesting, isn't it? You know, it shows really we've all really expected them and been told a little bit that, you know, what Liverpool need is this kind of physical output. That doesn't mean you have to be 6'5" or whatever, or you know, absolutely sort of a monster in terms of your physical build. It just means that you need to be able to do it and do it regularly. You know, you need to be able to get about the pitch. You need to be able to protect the ball, use your body smartly, and to do it, you know, every 3 days or every 4 days. So, you know, Lavia and Taram are not the same. They're similar in terms of their age and where they play, or sort of the skills, if you like, but they're not the same type of player. So it doesn't mean it shows that Liverpool aren't sort of looking at that. They haven't just identified that, you know, we've got to get that type of player, we've got to get that type of sort of midfielder in. I think it's more about, okay, now we've got this and this in the play. What would fit well with that, and what would be able to maybe succeed someone like Henderson, someone like Fabinho, someone like Thiago. You know, don't forget those three really are all in the back end of their careers, certainly at Liverpool. So I think it's going to be interesting. I saw Fabrizio Romano said, you know, the plan has always been to sign three midfielders. We'll see whether that ends up being the case. I don't expect it to be four. Certainly not four first choice midfielders or first team midfielders. That feels like that would be, you know, going from famine to feast.
Yeah, listen, we all like it, but yeah, it just doesn't seem logical given where we are. I suppose
all like it? I mean,
I think people love signing, so in particular, yeah. I suppose I think a lot of this depends on, you've already touched on before, it depends what your thoughts are on Fabinho.
Yeah.
Has Fabinho just had a blip, or has Fabinho done? Because if Fabinho's done, Liverpool do need someone else, because at the moment you're relying on Fabinho, Henderson, or an injured Stefan Bocetic is your six options really at this moment. Again, who knows what Trent Alexander-Arnold plays in this part, but I reckon if you said a few people, no, for example, and if you said like Liverpool are going to cash in on one of those three players I've just mentioned that who are aging and got two in,
yeah,
I reckon there'd be some going for that.
Really, yeah.
I put something on Twitter yesterday.
Do you think Liverpool would be a stronger team? Let's just say if they started this next season with Lavia instead of Fabinho.
There's
only one answer, isn't it? And it's no.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a case of what will you pay for someone who's going to have to wait,
yeah,
and sort of eventually take over? You know, as much as Fabinho's had a dreadful season, and I do have serious reservation, you can't compare him to Lavia or to Ram at this stage. You know, he has proven that he can do the job, and Henderson the same. They can do the job. They can carry out all the tactics. And if you've got two new players already trying to adjust to the first team, you need a little bit of that older consistency, sort of, right, you know, on pitch guidance maybe. So I think Lavia and Thuram, well, Lavia more so for the future, 100%, if you can get a nice deal done, you know, that suits 35 million, whatever the price is that they deem is good. If you're going into sort of the territory they paid for Szoboszlai, I think it's a huge sort of, you'd have to absolutely be convinced that he's going to be top level. He's going to change our entire sort of structure. And I saw a bit of Southampton last season. I saw a bit of him. He's a very good player, very good talented player, but he's not that.
To answer your question, if they put pay for that fund, then he better be better than the
Fabinho. Well, exactly. Yeah, he has to go in, doesn't he? Really, we've said that before, I suppose, but yeah, he does. He pretty much has to go into the team, doesn't he, straight away? And I'm not sure he does at this stage, personally.
No, he absolutely is. And again, just to round it up, they have got Stefan Bacetic, and he is the thing. And it's like, it could just be that they think he's the future. He is Fabinho's replacement. Oh, we've already got him. And then, because that's the point on Lavia. When I first saw the Lavia thing, I was like, yeah, I get it, you're a good young player, but Liverpool have got a 19-year-old lad who probably plays in very similar positions, who they've had for a while and have trusted to play games. He did what you said before about Chamberlain. Sorry, about Keita. He got in the team and stayed in the team. He showed he can do it before. That's why that one's always... But again, I know we've seen Bacetic play fair before. There is a lot of... Again, it's hard to connect too many dots. I don't really understand what the plan is.
It's also... He's going to have a moment in the next 12 months by Cetic where we're going to probably have... Or you're going to have people in your comments saying... He's not that good. He's let, you know, there you go. You all got hyped up and he's not that good. He's going to have that dip where people are going to go, is he that good? Lavia's 19. So he's probably going to have that at some point as well. So if you're paying £50 million for a player, it makes it a lot sort of more pronounced when the player has that inevitable dip. He's so young. So I think you'd have to be absolutely 100% sure that he is just going to be a staple of your midfield going forward. You know, Liverpool got by Cetic for a song, you know, for less than £250,000. That means that you can ride out these sort of ups and downs. You can let him, you know, recover a bit longer from his stress injury, things like that. When you've got a player who you've spent your budget on, you've committed to, it makes it a lot more difficult. So I'll be wary of it, but he's still obviously a fine player with you know, a huge potential career ahead of him, but that's all it is at the moment. He's only played 36 games in his professional career. It's still only potential. You know, it would be unlike Liverpool to go and that sounds a bit negative, but to go and splash out that much money on someone where there's so many uncertainties about their future, you know, where they're going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Makes a lot of sense. Like I say, we'll keep an eye on the midfield stuff as and when it develops, which I'm sure there might be more to come. Hey guys, hope you enjoy watching that clip from our Journal Inside show. If you want to check out the entire show, it is available on redmenplus.com right now. And I've got a special offer for you. If you go over to redmenplus.com and sign up as a yearly club captain and enter the code Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, you'll get that yearly subscription for half price. So yeah, redmenplus.com, yearly club captain subscription. Use the code Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, get it for half price and check out Journal Inside, the Roberto Firmino documentary and tons more amazing Liverpool content. So yeah, head over there and I'll see you there.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.